Are we back?
All right, great.
Half the coffee I need. Is it so hard to refill the coffee pot when you finish it in the kitchen, you jackals? Huh?
Love of all that's sacred.
Hey, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. You're listening to KCMD AM Portland, by the way. She got to that 70. I should get some of these calls because Scotty J, holding it down for his peeps and representing, has been screening these calls. All right, I think this is Chris. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, that's me.
How are you, sir?
Not too bad. Hey, I was going to ask you a question before are you still doing the band names? Because you were going to do it today, but then...
We were going to do many things today. Stay on topic.
The wheels came off the bus.
Yeah, like about 4 seconds into the show when I was like, hey, welcome to the Rick Emerson... And then Carol from the front desk, God bless her heart, walked in. Yeah, we got to come up with a name for the band, because I think Andrew Green from the band is going to be calling again at like 2:45 to find out what the name is. How about... Well, I was thinking Pants of Fury. Never
I don't
mind.
Know if 12 inches of metal.
12 inches of metal is pretty good.
But the question I had is, I'm also, like many people, a fallen Catholic.
Yes.
And you were talking about Transfiguration. Isn't that actually the class that Professor McGonagall taught?
That is my first thought, too. I'm like, that's from Harry Potter.
Well, what am I thinking of, then? Isn't it Transfiguration when the water and wine turn into... Because there is a name for that.
I think it's bull. And speaking of Harry Potter, before I let you go...
Jesus is just a ripoff of Harry Potter.
How about a band name?
Yes.
Harry Slaughter and the Goblet of Rock?
The Goblet of Rock I like. I like, you know, because that's very School of Rock. Raise your Goblet of Rock. All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
Yes. Jesus.
He waited a long time for that.
Jesus is poor man's Harry Potter. It is Transfiguration that McGonagall teaches, isn't it? Such nerds. Line two is... wait. Hi, what is your name?
Shivia.
Shivia?
Yeah.
What kind of a name is that?
My parents made it up from the word mischievous, so...
Okay.
Mischievous into Shivia somehow.
Okay.
I was, like, wondering if you're still doing that contest thing for, like, the 60-second thing at the party, you know?
Yes.
Are you?
Let me ask you this. Would you say that you've been doing any drinking today?
No.
Have you taken any other intoxicating substances into your body?
No. I am nervous, though.
Are you lying to me right now?
No.
All right. Nothing to be nervous.
Sounds just fine.
There's
right?
Nothing to be nervous about, although there
are mischievous.
There are thousands of people listening to
or
every word you say.
I know. Shut up. Okay.
All right. No. All right. So now you are calling. Are you just calling out of the blue to take part in the metal contest?
Yeah.
For no real reason?
Well, yeah, it sounded fun.
Sarah, what do you think? Should I do it, or should we make her wait?
Yeah, well...
We've only gotten one person so far, counting Craig.
Yeah, we have Craig, too.
Well, what do you think?
Sure, yeah.
All right, okay, hold on. Let me find my metal lyrics.
Okay, thanks.
Should I have Tim Riley do them this time?
Oh, Tim just ran out of the room.
All right, he'll be back.
Okay.
All right, so here's the thing.
What?
No, I'm not talking. Hold on just 1 second. Tim is... Sarah, you heard any good jokes lately? All right, here's what's going to happen. So we've got Listener Party at 9, Kiss Goodbye Ass, which is coming up next Thursday, April 20th, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. on Thursday.
I think you just got a run under stocking.
That's coming up next Thursday, 7 p.m., Sabala's Mount Tabor, at 49th and Hawthorne. That is Listener Party 9, Kiss in My Ass. Now, as part of that, the artist formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band, they are going to be performing and bringing down the rock. We are going to be having a contest where you get on stage and unleash your inner metal god or goddess. And so as part of that, we've been playing Spot the Fake Metal Lyric. So you are asking now to take part in this contest.
Yes.
All right. So here's the thing. Tim, because Mark Ronchetti isn't here.
I get to be Mark Ronchetti.
Yes. So you are... Tim is the new Mark. So here's the thing. Tim Riley is going to read to you two sets of metal lyrics, all right?
Okay.
You must identify which is real and which is fake.
Okay.
All right? Now, don't draw any meaning to melody or inflection or whatever, because he's just going to be reading it. So
okay.
He will read you two sets of metal lyrics. You must then tell us which is the real. And then afterward, if you guess correctly, you must sing something for 15 seconds, all right?
Okay,
are you confused. Are you ready to go?
All set.
All right, he is going to read you two sets of lyrics. You must identify which are the real and which are the fake. Tim, you just read these in this or that. Read those first.
All right.
Here are a set of lyrics. Number one.
Okay.
Well, it's out of the frying pan and into the fire. You bend over, baby. Let me be your driver. But this time, you bit off more than you can chew. My, my, yeah. Just listen to this, babe. I got nasty habits. It's a fine line. So many girls and so little time. When love rears its head, I'm gonna get on your case. Ooh, baby. Wanna put my log in your fireplace? Maybe, baby. You wanna get played?
All right, that's set of lyrics number one.
Okay.
Here comes set of lyrics number two.
I'm hellbound. I'm a devil child. I'm the walking terror you can't deny. I'm forcing blood. I'm the axe. I'm death bound. I'm on hot trails. I mean rails. I'm the thing inside the morning mirror, the thing you fear. I'm the knight. I am unbound. I'm a power slave. I'm the you you wish you could be. I'm in your head. I'm the past.
All right. Which set of lyrics was fake? First or second?
I hope the set of lyrics that was fake was the first one.
No!
No!
I pulled four in a row! Yeah!
Are you kidding me?
That's what I'm talking about. Feel that.
Well, what song is that then? You gotta tell me.
The log in your fireplace, that is, that's from a Kiss song called Burn, Bitch, Burn.
Oh, no.
The
Kiss,
second,
no wonder.
The second set, which is the Hellbound Devil Child, that's all Rick, baby. Ugh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, all right, you lose. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, there you go. That's right, bitches.
I felt good about that.
Okay, you're getting too big of a head about this.
We're going to have to stop this contest. Four in a row. Yeah. I'm a man.
I don't think this is fun for anybody but you.
Oh, I don't care.
I had kind of a good time reading those.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of funny.
Yes. All right. Like I care if it's fun for anybody but me. Metal, baby.
Sure.
It's in my soul.
Bet it is.
I'm hellbound.
I enjoyed being Mark Ronchetti for a moment.
I'm a devil child. How? All right. Well, what are we doing here?
That doesn't matter.
Well, didn't
that's
you have
spirit.
Some...
That's what leads to a 50 share.
Didn't you have some emails that you needed to
Here's
answer?
The thing. Okay, we've got these chocolate... Okay, yeah, and don't let me forget, by the end of the show...
We're going to gnaw on our chocolate crosses.
Gnaw on our chocolate crosses. Isn't that what... There's a Foxworth joke there somewhere. That's a lot of blackout. I've got these emails to get to, and then we've got... What else? Scott Daly's going to join us from Film Fever Radio.
No.
All of this stuff. Okay, somebody's screwing with
stop
the lights. Well, you have to stop that. All right, thank you. Well, let's get to this email here. All right, we've got this. This comes to us. Oh, this is okay because we've got this guy wants. Let's see. When am I reading this now? Oh, this is an email for Rick and Sarah. Rick, I need help deciphering woman code. I'm turning to you. Oh, this is because the party and he was not to hit on girls. I was drinking with friends last Friday, and I noticed a very attractive woman sitting with a female friend. We exchanged glances several times, but it went no further. After an hour or so, I noticed she's getting up to leave, and I see that she's left her glass case sitting on the chair. I ran after and eyeglass case, I guess. I ran after her to return them, and I receive a thank you. She leaves, and I go back to my friends. A few minutes later, she's back with the bartender wanting to buy me a drink. I decline the drink because she's not staying, but we chat for a few minutes. I ask for her number. She gives me her business card with her work number on it. I'm a man, so I'm used to the no or no thanks, but this one has left me clueless. What does it mean when a woman leaves her number, but it's her business card? Was this a polite brush-off? Is giving a business card the new thing among prospective daters? Great to have you back on the air. Thanks for not leaving Portland.
No.
I'm not really sure. I think I'm stumped on this.
Me too.
I think we might have to turn to somebody who might have a definitive answer on this.
Who might have it? Girls don't like boys, girls like cars and money. Let's
go! Ladies and gentlemen, back after an extended 12-month tour of Europe, Scandinavia, and the subcontinent, let us now welcome Jolie from Corporate Accounts Payable.
I'm not from Corporate Accounts Payable anymore, Rick.
She got promoted.
Woo! Yeah, right.
She got a real job.
Jolie,
I got a real job.
How are you?
Well.
You're looking good, I might add.
Thank
she's
you.
Looking
you
hot.
As well.
I didn't want to
all
say
of you
that
because
you. Well, you got on my case about lusting after Jen Lane.
No,
so
the
I'm trying
hair.
To be...
Like, she has a new hairstyle. Looks awesome.
Well, you know, you got a new hairstyle, too. I've been watching you.
Let's all do each other's hair. So where have you been now? Is it, now can I say where you work?
Right? No,
generally,
you cannot.
Generally speaking?
No, Rick.
Mm-mm.
Can I name the organization, the parent company?
No. We'll just say I work in the sports industry.
That's completely a lie.
No, it isn't.
You work for, I thought you worked for,
She doesn't want to talk about it, Rick.
Yeah, but that's sports.
That's not a sport. Well, I guess depending on, it's okay.
If you want to see my card, I even have cards.
All right,
with a special title and everything.
Let's move on.
And I have to work from 9 to 5.
All right. Okay. So how have you been, Jolie?
Well, you know, I was really down when you guys left.
Did
I
you
thought
leave
my life was too. Over.
Did you leave Entercom or were you asked to leave?
I left.
Really? Of your own volition? It wasn't
Are you kidding? They didn't want me to leave.
Well, they fired somebody else this morning. I don't know if I can say who it is.
Oh, come on.
Well, it's Richie Bristol.
Oh, they fired Richie?
Are you surprised? I mean, not no reflection of Richie, but I mean,
yeah.
that's the way the promo department works. Just it's like whacking out the legs of a table one by one.
Oh,
look,
he worked really hard.
We're going to have one intern for all 5 stations and 3 events at the same time, and there's no money. Go! That's kind of the modus operandi there. Yeah, Ray, I hope it's official. Well, sorry. No, he emailed me this morning.
Okay.
No, he emailed me this morning. He's like, this is Richie Bristol. I've been fired, you know, and it's a whole lot of...
Man.
And then he's at poker game this weekend. So, which he does because now he knows that I can't play aggressively against him because he's recently unemployed. He thought wrong. Did you leave Entercom because we weren't there anymore? You can be honest.
Well, no, you know, I've been looking for a real job for a long time,
mm-hmm.
4 or 5 years.
Because you were just doing a lot of filing and sorting and stacking and collating.
Yeah.
The alphabet gets boring after a while. You can't perfect it.
I mean, yeah, you were really just taking endless
mm-hmm.
pieces of pink paper and stacking them.
Yes.
And that was it, right?
It was the worst job of my life.
Yes.
Other than you guys and radio.
Inside a barren cubicle without even fake pictures.
And we made it bearable.
Yeah.
So.
But no, I got a job the next month.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, it's good to see you. You look happier. You look better.
Thank you.
So it's
not better. She looks happier.
No, you know what I mean. But you know, I'm working in a bad job. You kind of get that look, like God, I don't want to be. It's like Sarah looks when she comes from Coin. It's like that. You know what I'm talking
what
about?
What is that? That's because I'm tired.
Uh huh.
None of us could find jobs at all.
No, you found one, Tim.
Yeah. Well, during that period of time, I should say.
Yeah. No. During that 11-month period, no, we were just.
You were just.
I
can't say that word.
Sitting on the couch. Yeah, we were doing a whole lot of. Sarah had a job, but
barely.
Tim had nothing. I had nothing. It was a whole lot of sitting around and watching my fingernails grow.
That's fun though.
Watched a lot of TV.
I checked your website. You had plenty to do. Rick, I got TiVo.
Really? When?
Oh, right after you left.
Fantastic! And is it everything I promised?
Listen to this.
Listen to that contented
sigh. I have a TiVo and my husband has a TiVo.
Oh, that's the way to do it, really.
And it's ruining my life.
Well, you know.
But it's the best
I like
part of my life.
Okay. Well, I like to contribute. Good times.
I love it.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Xbox and all of that kind of crap that everyone else off the air, we got a submission for the band name. Somebody said, Rick, you're skipping the obvious. Why not just call them the Booby Doctors? Which I think is pretty fantastic. I really don't know. I think they might resist that, though. So little to do, so much time. All right, so Sarah, here's the deal.
Well, should we answer the question?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's stop. It's 2:12. We've got about 45 minutes of show. Scott Daly is also here from Film Fever Radio.
It's really hot in here. Is it really hot?
Yeah.
I think it is.
There's like 5 people in this little room.
It is really hot. And all the water's out of my apartment. I'll have to shower here. Scott Daly is here. We've got to eat these chocolate crosses. Because that's what they're made for. It's not...
They're made for eating?
It's this cross is made for eating. And that's just what we'll do. We've got to answer this question. I'm not going to do the medal contest again today because everybody sucks. And they are all flummoxed and completely bamboozled by my masterful rock and roll authorship. So there's no point. There's no point even trying. So what should we do here? Should we answer this question or should we break?
I'd say answer the question. I mean, we've already proposed the question.
All right, so here we
Jolie
are in the here we are in the How Chicks Think segment with our good friend Jolie.
I'm kind of rusty.
Look at the people waiting to talk to you.
I'm rusty.
Look at the people waiting to weigh in.
Well, you're still happily married, right?
Yeah.
I am.
Okay. Oh, God, you hesitated. I'm like,
There was like a little moment there where it's like, oh, did I just step in it?
What did
you know,
I do?
I was thinking, you know, I wanted to tell you a secret, but
he hasn't found the key yet. Sorry.
Shut up. Are you with child? Yeah.
What do you think?
Are you pregnant?
Are you pregnant?
Would you like that idea? Are you pregnant?
You want to be an auntie?
What?
What? No, you're screwing with it.
Oh, I'm kidding. I just wanted...
God, don't do that.
April Fool's, you know?
Okay, well, you gave everybody a heart attack out there.
I thought it would be rapidly funny. Through my mind. It was going through you being
the
a mother.
Spawning.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody wants that, Jolie.
Hey.
No, it's true. Nobody wants that.
We're joking, right?
I'm kidding.
You're not pregnant.
I'm not.
You do have kind of a glow about you.
Because it's hot in here. We're sweating.
She is pregnant.
You're totally pregnant, aren't you?
Oh, my God.
I'm serious.
Are you willing to? Are you willing to take a pregnancy test?
If we get a stick,
maybe
I'd
rather
stick.
Have a lie detector test.
All right. Let's go. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's answer this question here in the How Chicks Think segment. So the question is, Sarah's just repeatedly mouthing the question. No, really, are you pregnant? Here's the thing.
I would be crying.
and then getting in the hot tub. Do you have any wine? Let's go on a roller coaster. Well, you know what I'm saying. Come on, who hasn't done that?
Gone on a roller coaster?
Let's go to the sauna.
Does that melt it out of you?
steam it out.
I've never heard of that.
It's like steaming out a stain.
Do you know how girls work?
No, not really.
they would fall down the stairs like Eva did on Desperate Housewives, or we would have our husbands punch us in the stomach. I don't know anything about
that's
this.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard uttered by anybody.
Well, you said go in a sauna or a hot tub and drink wine.
I meant to relax. I meant to take your mind off the stress.
Oh, I thought you were going for something else.
Holy
See, I
Jesus.
Told you, I told you I was rusty.
Solution for the DIY channel, isn't it?
I don't get that one, though.
Oh, my God.
Can I tell you something else?
No! No!
I think I deserve one of the crosses because I went to Catholic school the longest.
How long did you go to Catholic? It didn't take, obviously.
16
Look, you
years.
Got a pregnant girlfriend. Just give her a good kicking.
You get the big one.
How long did you go to Catholic school?
This is 220 calories.
16 years.
No, that's four servings of 220.
16 years?
Yeah. You know, there's
Yeah, you need more.
And then four, and then four.
Yeah, I can count. I'm just saying.
And you still ended up working with us.
I'm saved now, Rick.
No!
Wait, how did she go to 16 years?
I don't know.
That's, you know, grade school, high school, and college.
What college? Do you want to say?
University of Portland.
Is that a Catholic
yes,
school?
It is.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right. I don't even know what we're doing. God damn. All right. Should I take these calls? Okay, wait, hold on. I've lost the, wait. Okay, we'll take a call here in a second. So the question is, let's all reset here. The question is, if you meet a girl in a bar, blah, 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 she doesn't give you the home number, she gives you her business card. What does that mean? Is it a polite brush off, or is it like a, yeah, give me a call? Jolie?
Well, Rick,
all right.
I think it's pretty
here it
obvious here. First of all, a girl's not going to come back and take the time to buy you a drink. If she doesn't care about you.
Well, that's what I would say, but why wouldn't she give you the home number? Why can't girls just tell you what they're thinking?
Because she's married, Rick.
Oh.
She's married.
I think you're actually right. Do we have some sort of an announcement? Do we have some sort of an announcement for when Jolie is right?
Like stars?
No.
Hallelujahs?
Like some sort of a... there we go.
I hate that one.
I'm sorry. That's all I got, baby. Thank you. Look at that. I think you're right about that, actually.
She has the business card. No, I'm wondering if the business card had a cell phone number on it.
Sarah?
It sounds like it only had one number on it.
I'm
thinking she's married or not?
Yeah, she's actually, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Because
that's exactly what you would do, right?
Yeah, you gotta hide it, but you want it.
You can't get the home phone number, and why write down the business number? Because you got the card right there, and then it's got her name and everything on it. And if you give her the business card, if she is married, she still wants to hook up. She gives you the business card. That way she still has an out for, like, why does this guy have your card or whatever. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It's like it still looks like, well, baby, he was going to buy some land. You know,
unless,
and she's, you know, she's whatever. She's
if he turns out to be a crazed maniac, which
yes.
usually most of them are,
yes.
then, you know, she's safe because he only knows her work.
Right, right. That's true. And then she can be like, I thought he was interested in, what is it? She's a real estate broker. Whatever. So there you go. All right, what are we doing
but
here?
Yeah, I'm right, as usual.
Yes, okay. Is this Brian?
This is Brian.
Hi, how are you? Let's say hello to Jolie.
Hi, Jolie.
Hi, Brian. Are you going to say something mean to me? I'm not ready yet.
Sort of. For once, you're right. She's either married or got a living boyfriend.
That's what I'm saying. See, this is, you know what it is? It's that you've taken time and you've pondered your advice.
Yeah.
And you've retooled your
way
of thinking,
Jolie.
Actually,
I really didn't, because I just got your email about half hour ago.
We decided not to pimp for anybody. We decided to just spring this on people.
So. My year of hell is gone.
Your year of hell is gone?
Yeah.
Is that because Jolie's back or because I'm back?
Well, because you're back.
That's what I'm talking about. All right.
Then I found her Jolie's voice, and now we got to hear that sigh again.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's, you know the thing about Jolie? Listening to Jolie's segment, I think, you know when we played all that smooth jazz music a while back? We were playing all that smooth jazz music, and my wife made a sort of cringe-inducing but accurate observation about it. When we were playing all that smooth jazz, and it was sort of funny, but it was terrible, and my wife made the observation that listening to that segment was like having painful sex. And she said, you know, it's
nice.
Sort of great, but oh, now it's painful, but it's good now, painful, you know, and I think that's kind of what Jolie is. I think Jolie's segment is a bit like painful sex.
Rick!
I think it's interesting and satisfying, but yet...
I'm going to come over there and punch you.
That's
I'm closer now.
I'm not pregnant.
Reach you.
Okay. Thank
I'm
you.
Not
brother,
pregnant
I'm
either.
I'm a truck driver, and hearing you on the radio again, you know, you keep me company, and you're part of my family, man. I'm really glad you're back.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Are you spreading the word, sir?
Of course. I got a coworker, and we're huge fans.
What's his name?
His name is Brant.
So Brant and Brian, well, thank you. Are you guys coming to the listener party on Thursday?
He probably will, but my work schedule probably won't allow it.
Well, we hope to see you there. If not, you'll be there in spirit, my brother.
All right,
Brian,
man.
Can you toot your horn for me?
What's that?
I don't think he's in
can
the truck now.
Can you toot your horn for me?
Sure can.
All right, thank you, Brian.
You bet.
All right, there you go. That's Brian. All right,
Bye.
Excellent. Fantastic. Look at that guy. All right, good times. All right. Okay, can I comment on what was just happening now, by the way, just about 30 seconds ago?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk about it at the break.
That's the biggest damn ring I have ever seen in my life.
Is that real?
Did you marry someone new while we were gone? Is that real?
Yes.
That's bigger than Britney Spears.
That is the... Can I see that?
I just look a little closer.
She
handed it to me.
I've been a good wife.
It's like weighs like 50 pounds.
I cannot believe... That's really real.
Do you know how long we've been together? It is.
Wow.
This is, I can't even fathom how much this must cost.
It's almost, like,
it's heavy, too. Feel it. Here, I'm going to hand it to you. I don't want to hold that thing.
Oh,
that is
try it on, Sarah.
That
put
is
it,
the biggest,
there.
And I don't want to say, gaudy's not the right word, but
that's
it's so, it's just, that is the biggest, most impressive ring I have ever seen in real life.
That's what happens when you leave radio.
Look at that thing.
Yeah, I don't want to hold that. I'm not comfortable holding that ring.
There's a amount of that bling.
Yeah.
This is the only reason I'd ever get married.
It has.
I can't believe that.
My Lord.
It has sentimental reasons.
Uh-huh.
7 on the center part because we were together 7 years before.
Are those
we
got all
married.
Diamonds?
Yeah.
How many are there?
21.
Oh,
God.
And the one in the middle, is that a carat?
1.56.
A carat and a half? And then it's got 7 others?
No, it's got 20 others.
It's got 20 others?
It has meaning, Rick.
Yeah.
You know, 7 is a, you know.
Yes, I'm meaning to steal it. That's the meaning it's got.
Oh, thanks. Now everybody's going to come after me. Yeah.
You can't wear it. You can see the thing from the moon. What do you expect? A carat and a half, and it's got 20 other diamonds. All right, we have to take a break.
Now you have something else. You're going
to
make fun of me now.
Yeah, now.
Again.
Oh, let's take one other. This is our good friend joining us from the accounting department. Our good friend Kristen from accounting joining us now. The Rick and Emerson. How are you, sister?
Peachy keen, thanks.
You ought to see this ring. It's like the size of a Chrysler.
I'm sure it is.
I cannot believe that.
Well, Jolie is deserving of pretty things.
You're so sweet. Right. I've missed you.
What, is everybody on drugs or something? Did everybody take Prozac?
Well, I haven't.
Except for Jolie, who wants to be punching women in the stomach.
I know.
What is that? What is that all about?
Let's not talk about it.
Well, you know, I do have a different opinion on that question, though.
Yes.
Although I do have to say, Jolie very well may be right.
Uh-huh.
But I've actually been in this situation where you kind of like a guy, like, you know, you do the eye contact, you do the, you know, heavy, meaningful glances back and forth. But you're not quite sure, so you don't know if you want, because women are getting stalked left and right these days.
Right.
So sometimes you don't want them to have your cell phone number or any personal number.
So it's a good intermediate step.
Yeah, so you can say, call me at work, and then we'll take it from there.
Excellent.
So
I'm with that. I could see that.
I'm just saying, you know, very well maybe the married thing, but I've actually done that. I've given somebody my business card and not my cell phone number.
I could see that, because then it's a, yeah, it's like a good half step.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Thank you, Kristen.
Let's do lunch.
Huh?
Let's do lunch.
Yes, we should do lunch.
All right. Excellent.
I'll give you my business card.
We'll do, okay.
No, I want your home number.
I do have to say, though, it is kind of frightening that Jolie might be passing on some of her misinformation to another generation.
That's all I'm saying.
I am not.
That's all I'm saying.
Let me just get the record straight. I'm not.
Okay. That's what you say. All right. Thank you, Kristen.
You're very welcome.
All right. We have to break here. We'll come back with Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio.
It's too big. I can't get a good picture of it.
Shut up.
I hear that a lot. Nobody said it, so I had to say it. I waited a beat. I waited a full beat before I said that. Okay, there you go. All right, we'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland on Johnson 970, a proud part of the CBS radio family. Scott Daly is going to be here. Don't forget, we're now 6 days away from Listener Party Night, Kissing My Ass, which is coming up next Thursday, April 20th, 7 p.m., Sabala's Mount Tabor on 49th and Hawthorne. We'll be right back. You stay right there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We all sound like my grandparents. Oh, you don't even want to know from the pneumonia I had. I had double pneumonia. Right, it's 503-733-2970. Just talking to Jolie. I had that sinus infection where I had it's like the fluid or whatever. I go in, I had a splitting headache. I couldn't figure out why. I go into the hospital, and the woman's like, okay, sensitive to light? Yes. Headache? Yes. It's like, kind of a packy feeling in your head, like it's all like it's like a whatever, like you got crap in your head. I'm like, yes. And she goes, when you turn your head to the left and right, does it feel like it's sloshing? And I went, kind of. And she goes, oh, okay, I thought it was a tumor there for a second. Like, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that all my symptoms are almost exactly those of having a tumor in my head. All right, it's the Rick Emerson Show on Johnson 970, proud part of the CBS radio family. It's 503-733-2970. And you are right, it is hot in here, by the way. So, here's what's got to happen between now and the top of the hour. The following nine things have to happen. Really, more, it's like three. We're going to bring on Scott Daly in just 10 seconds from FilmFeverRadio.com. Jolie, no longer from Corporate Accounts Payable, is here. And we got to give an update on Sean the Engineer and his sticking it to the man by following the letter of the CBS corporate dress code but violating the spirit.
Can't post it. I can't get on the internet right now.
Oh, our network is down.
Yeah.
Okay, but it is a hideous shirt, though. It's pink and white.
It's one of the worst ones yet.
So, by the way, we're not going to start this yet. Sometime, though, next week, maybe, or maybe after the party, we're going to have people start contributing their own shirts because he's going to run out. So they decided to try to impose a dress code on him here at CBS Radio, which was ill-advised. And so he is, and the dress code just says, get to wear a button-down. So he's wearing horrible, horrible button-downs. And I've gotten so much email from people who are like, I have a stupid dress code too. Screw the man. Sean rules. So we're going to be collecting shirts for him. Don't give them to people who are really needy. Give them to Sean. We'll be doing that next week sometime. Let's see. We're going to welcome now, cause it's what we, with the whole and the Rick Emerson Show. Let's welcome now, our good friend, Scott Daly. Joining us now from FilmFeverRadio.com. Here on the Rick Emerson Show on this Friday. I keep trying to hit the post. Right here. On the Rick Emerson Show. Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio. Oh, for the love of God! All right, thank you.
Oh, you sure hit that post.
Shut your mouth! Be hitting something else, woman.
Ooh.
Yeah, see. All right, how are you, Scott?
I'm well. When you were at the doctor, and she said, at least it's not a tumor, your reply should have been, it's not a tumor.
Sorry.
Z.
Don't make me do it.
Oh. Can I just say I love that sounder?
That makes me so happy. A listener made that for us.
Fantastic.
He also made that irritating laser thing that we used a couple times. But yeah, so
yeah, that's
how
great.
Are you, Scott Dowling?
I'm well.
Hey, you've like 2 weeks in a row. You've come on the show, and I'm like, yeah, you'll have lots of time, a full hour. And then you come in, I'm like, okay, you got 3 minutes left. Go. Last week it was with Aaron, and then we had another thing, and this week it's Jolie.
Hey, you know, if I
Jolie, you missed Jolie during the break, going, the ring really didn't cost that much. It's a few hundred.
Just a couple C notes.
All right, let's get a couple calls here. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. Oh, this is our former godlike program director, Bruce Agler, joining us. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm just fine. I wanted to let you guys know that why you're okay to eat those crosses. Your former Catholic heritage, I think, has got you all screwed up here. You said they don't have Jesus is not depicted on the cross, right?
Well, because it's not a crucifix.
Right, it's not a Catholic crucifix, right?
Right, it's just
a
cross.
Then that means it's a Protestant cross. Those of us raised in the Protestant tradition believe the Catholics are way too focused on Christ's death. And you'll notice in a Protestant church, they only ever see the cross unadorned because Christ has already ascended into heaven. And so as a result, you are free to eat the cross because it's a symbol that Christ has reascended into heaven. The cross itself is simply now a mortal piece of wood that you are free to clean up after the Romans have left it behind.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah,
but what about this lovely Easter lily that adorns?
Oh, the lily tastes great too.
Well, you can't open that one. I'm giving it to my grandma.
Well, I don't know. I think lilies might be poisonous, so I don't know about a chocolate lily.
No, it's great. I can feel the goodness flowing through me.
But now I do have a question for you Catholics. Now, so what is transubstantiation?
That is transubstantiation. That is during the Mass when the body and blood of Jesus the water and wine becomes the body and blood of Christ.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting a cross all over me here. That is transubstantiation. That's what I'm talking about.
And Protestants don't buy any of that stuff. They just believe in this washing feet thing.
So. Well, because it sounds crazy. So, I can understand that. All right.
You are crazy.
Bruce Agler, thank you, sir.
You are crazy. Right, this is a lovely piece of chocolate, by the way.
I'm crazy for Christ.
I was raised Christian Scientist.
Oh, that's crazy.
So there's a whole...
That's
at least
crazy.
An hour.
Oh, that's a good cross.
Are you one of those kids with, like, an arm that's all bent out? No, it's fixed perfectly. Look at it. No, we did it without... And it's like... Your arm is like in the shape of a K.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, we didn't... Look, God fixed it.
See the scar on my head?
It's like God fixed it without looking. Like, he just waved his hand without even really looking over. Yeah, it's fixed. Whatever. Yeah,
this scar on my head, it shouldn't be there, but here we are, you know. And I got out of health class a lot, though.
Uh-huh.
That was exciting.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, this mighty fine chocolate.
Don't choke on your cross.
Thanks, sir.
Okay. What's up with you?
Well, you know, enjoying my Easter candy here.
Uh-huh. Me too.
That's lovely in my ear. Thanks.
This is fantastic reinforcement. If they'd given me a bunch of crosses that tasted like chocolate when I was a kid, I might have been a better Catholic. Well, instead, it's all like the weird wafer that sticks to the roof of your mouth, and you know what I'm talking about with that, where you put it in your mouth and it's on the roof of your mouth. And
I don't mind the wafer, then it kind of melts in your mouth. Because it gets stuck up there and you're trying to use your tongue to get it off, and
body
then it's like
Christ
melting.
Melts in your mouth. That's Sarah Dillon who said that.
No, well, I was thinking it gets stuck on the roof of my mouth and you're trying to get it off with your tongue.
And then it's like having a little bit for later.
But with the candy-coated shell, it doesn't melt your hand.
That's what I'm saying. There needs to be some sort of... All right.
It needs to be a white chocolate.
I guess.
All right, I'm done with this.
Okay.
God, you've eaten almost that whole thing. Gosh, you've eaten almost the whole thing.
What am I going to do? All right.
Come on, Sarah. You know you want to bite.
Oh, that was really good.
So from filmfeverradio.com.
Yeah, we have a new show today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Episode 2, Attack of the Dorks.
I wasn't going to say the electric boogaloo thing.
No, well, it's either that or Attack of Something.
Can I tell you that the KUFO guys and I are in this big fight right now about snakes on a plane?
What? What's the problem?
Because I apparently a court and Fat Boy, who we like,
okay.
Good guys. They called some sort of dibs. No, because it's a good show. But I mean, so
his name was Boomer.
No,
what happened to Boomer?
Ixnay.
You're actually calling somebody Fat Boy.
Ixnay on the Umer Bay.
Oh, okay.
He's no longer with the firm.
Oh, he's moved on to future endeavors.
Was he fired as of 2:00 today?
Is he at the intercom promotions department?
All the Richie Bristol style.
Anyway, sorry. So that's that. Anyway, what were you talking about with your radio show?
Yeah, we've got episode 2 of filmfeverradio.com is now available for your listening pleasure. Aaron and I attempt to... We actually used the equipment correctly this time.
You turned the microphone on?
We turned our mic on.
This is what the first Film Fever Radio show sounded like. There's that little tiny onboard microphone on the computer, which is like the little radio that used to be on the Radio Shack cassette tape, cassette tape recorder. About it's like a little, just a little notch.
Yeah.
And then you guys bought like a $200 microphone, but forgot to turn it on and didn't know that. So here's what it sounds like.
At Film Fever Radio, and we're speaking to you now through a $200 microphone.
Got this nice mixing board.
And the best part is that you didn't notice it. Like, at no point did you listen back to your own show,
we
apparently.
We did listen back.
Do we need to listen back? No, it's gold. Just upload it now.
We did listen back, but then we got the masterful Clyde Lewis in to record some introductions for us. And
by masterful, do you mean drunk?
Well, that too. But at that point, we got, Aaron realized, wow, hey, the mic actually works.
There's a switch on this.
So much better than the first show. But rest assured, the second episode, episode two of Film Fever Radio, available now.
You just become like the Pimp Master 5000.
And it sounds much better.
Well, we'd almost have to.
Well, that's true.
Let's welcome, let's go to the full chip. Tim, is this, hi, Tim, how are you?
Hello.
How is Scotty J, our new intern on screen in the phones, by the way?
I had to keep giving up, but that's not his fault. I drive a cab and had to keep getting off the line.
Oh, I see. But was he, did he screen the phones in a courteous and professional manner?
Yes.
Was he efficient?
I thought so.
Did he introduce himself as saying, hi, this is Scotty J?
No, he did not.
Are you one of Scotty J's peeps?
What was that?
Are you one of Scotty J's peeps?
I'm not one of Scotty J's peeps.
All right. Well, but apparently they're everywhere.
Can you call me Scotty D from now on?
No.
Okay.
What's up? What's up, Tim? How are you?
I'm doing really well. I was saying, not this past Christmas, but the Christmas before, I got to eat a chocolate baby Jesus.
They actually made a chocolate?
Still there. Yeah, there's, at the Saturday Market, there's this woman who was selling, like, nativity sets that she, like, hand-molded.
At a Saturday Market?
At the Saturday Market. And, like,
Sunday? At the dentist? That's a little, that thing you do. All day? At the dentist?
And we just wanted just the Jesus, and she was just selling her, she'd make some, she'd take orders.
Wait, she made you buy the whole nativity set when you only wanted the Jesus?
Yeah, so I kept, every 5 minutes, I kept going back and harassing her. Finally, she gave me the Jesus. She was so sick of me.
She gave me the Jesus. Yeah. Doesn't that sound like a wrestling move or something? Or like when you push your brother too far and he finally does like some sort of death move to your solar plexus? Yeah, the guy wouldn't leave me alone. I had to give him the Jesus.
I want
to
know if the wise men pieces tasted like frankincense and myrrh. Were they sprinkled in the...
No. But, are you just trying to...
Yes.
But on Christmas morning, my girlfriend and I like both, you know, ate like half of it each, and then
you split it though as a couple. That's romantic.
Yeah,
you just split the baby Jesus down the middle.
Who took the top half?
You know, I was trying to think of that. I knew you would ask that, but I really don't remember. I don't think it really had.
Because with rabbits, you always go for the ears first.
That's right.
Yeah, but see, it was a baby Jesus like in his swaddling clothing in a basket.
How big was it?
Was the basket also made of chocolate?
Oh, yes. It was all chocolate. Ooh. It was kind of it was a creamy nougat-y kind of.
Nougat? Who knew that Jesus was filled with nougat?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yes.
Going right to hell.
It was good. No, I don't think so.
No, me, not you. All right. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Well, who do you drive cab for?
Radio cab.
All right. Hey, that's my preferred, my cab company of choice.
Yeah, I spend 3 hours a day trying to turn people on to your show.
Well, thanks. Oh, are you coming to the listener party?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
All right, that's fantastic. Let's give him a... Oh, thank you. All right, thank you, Tim.
All right.
All right, you call us anytime.
All right.
All right, thank you. There you go. He sound a little down at the end there for some reason?
Maybe he needed a hug.
Maybe he thought we were going to, like, invite him over to be our pal.
Maybe he wanted a chocolate cross.
Maybe he did.
I don't know.
Your entire cross?
No, it's kind of stuck in my teeth, though. I got some, like, some holy residue. All right, well, should we break?
Sure.
Let's break. Come back. We'll grab a quick news story with Tim Riley. Talk more about the... this music coming out of this. Can we skip this bed? I can't go right of a chocolate Jesus story into Pantera. It's just too... Thank you.
There it is.
It's just too ludicrous even for me. Thank you so much. And this is appropriate. All right. We'll be back after this.
Lord came to no one. One afternoon, there will be a flood, and it will happen real soon. Build thee an ark, big enough for all. Yourself, your family, one pair each of animals. instructions given by the Lord. Go on to the ark where you'll be.
We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Here's the five things we've got to do in the next 7 minutes. We're here with Scott Daly, Jolie, Tim, Sarah, Scotty J, who we didn't get a chance to have on today. He'll be back next week, though.
And we didn't get to play his air check.
I've got an air check, Scotty J CD demo. The best part of this is in the inside, where they misspell his name, Scotty J. I'm not making it right there.
Oh, I saw
it. It's like a puppet show Spinal Tap kind of thing. All right. Okay, we're going to get to Tim in just 1 second. Let's go to the phones to line. Okay. Hi, Andrew. Andrew, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, sorry to keep it. This is Andrew Green from the artist currently known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band. We didn't do anything today. We got no band names thought of except for the Booby Doctors. That's
you
about
know, I had a similar day at work, so I did absolutely nothing. So.
Yeah, so there you go. So we have nothing.
So we'll do it for you Monday.
Monday, though. Yeah, but Monday, but I swear to God, Monday we'll get a band name picked for
the... One of the things you did do was inspire the name Chocolate Baby Jesus, which I have to ponder a couple.
That might be a good band name.
We've got...
For like a Striper cover
band. Oh, now wait a minute. Listen to this. Now look at Scotty J working hard for the money. If only he were getting paid. He knew we couldn't take any more calls. He has summarized a bunch of callers and what their suggestions were. Listen to that. Chris said, akin to sin or compost. Frank said, disciples of rage. Chuck said, the closers.
Wow.
Well, okay. And then there was a silence. All right. Well, okay. So, Andrew, I will see you tomorrow, right? Where me, the sound guy, or is it Tuesday?
Tuesday.
All right, okay. Well, we'll talk to you on Monday about the band name thing.
Okay.
All right, there you go. There's that Andrew Green who waited on hold for no reason. All right, there you go. Thank you. Tim Riley, ladies and gentlemen, at the City Desk. This is like a speed round.
Can't wait time with the sun.
Go!
A 17-year-old Olsey High School student has been arrested after posting a message on the internet threatening a math teacher. Benton County Sheriff's officials say the student is a senior. Deputies say the teen made the threat, including the teacher's name on, yes,
MySpace.com.
All right. A federal judge gave a ninth grader permission to recite a poem at a state competition that his school objected to, claiming it contained profanity. The words hell and damn were in it.
Where was this at?
Reno, Nevada. Police in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, holding a 58-year-old man they suspect threw a microwave oven at his girlfriend and then beat her to death.
Oh, I like how we started to laugh and then we tried to ratchet it like a beating. Oh, death. Oh.
This after she refused to heat up some sandwiches for him. He's jailed without bond and charged with criminal homicide. Have a good weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's Tim Riley. All right, there you go. Well, Scott, we got a cozy 2 minutes here. So what's going on? What movies are coming out today? Anything good?
Yeah, today we have...
Thank You for Smoking coming out today?
No, that opened last week.
Oh, never mind then.
Anything,
did you see that?
No, but I'm dying to.
I read the book. The book is really good. The book is amazing, yeah.
Anything good coming out today? No.
Okay.
Scary Movie 4.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
No, don't look me like Sarah.
I'm not going to see in the theater, but I like watching those. I like mindless movies sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's what you get with that. Also, a Disney animated flick that's not a Pixar flick called The Wild.
No one cares.
Exactly. So that's what come out today. This week on DVD, Fun with Dick and Jane with Jim Carrey. I talk about that on our podcast this week. The Greatest Game Ever Played. Next week on DVD, Match Point. The Woody Allen film comes out.
Oh, which is great. Which you really, have you seen that, Sarah?
No, not yet. Is that with Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah, yeah. It's intense. It's pretty great. Yeah.
Also, Aeon Flux.
Oh.
Which I'm curious about. I love
Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
I didn't even screen that. I wasn't a fan
of the cartoon either. You know, when they did the animated series, I wasn't a fan of that.
It was cool.
All right.
So this is coming out. FilmFeverRadio.com. You can download our podcast with myself and Aaron, Geek in the City Duran. Good times are had by all.
We should get like a whoring sound whenever there's just some pimping happening. That's just a lot of.
When I get 3 minutes of airtime, I take full advantage of it.
Okay, there's no need to be bitchy about it.
I'm just saying.
Speaking of things coming out, so Jolie, you're not pregnant.
She is coming out. I am not pregnant.
But you are coming out?
Are you coming to the listener party? That's what everybody wants to know.
That's the big question.
Well, you remember that I'm always incognito, so you will never know if I'm there or not.
But I mean...
I don't know, but now since you don't work with us, don't trust that I might not get drunk.
Yeah.
Like, Jolie!
Look over there!
You always do that.
And then it's just pitchforks and torches, you know?
I have never called you out.
Leave the ring at home, Jolie. Leave the ring at
Seriously,
home.
Seriously, don't bring that ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, not with that crowd. Not no, in those no, dimly no. lit bathrooms.
I get a couple bodyguards.
No, probably not. All right. Well, Jolie, it was good to see you. You do look fantastic, by the way. You look much happier since leaving Entercom. I'm sure the two are unrelated. So thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Scott Daly, it's filmfeverradio.com.
You yes,
and,
sir.
You and Aaron, geek in the city.
Hold me like you did by the lake on Naboo.
I never get tired of that.
That's fantastic. Yes. Yeah. So our second episode is up.
Okay.
And, yeah. So,
and so we're done.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me today. This was fun.
Got a minute to spare.
A minute?
Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of jumped the gun with the whole rushing the news thing.
Okay.
Just exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I got some more bad news, Rick. I have to have a root canal.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Sorry to hear
Did
that.
Did your husband have to sell something to buy that ring?
Lots and lots of
you sure?
plasma.
Oh wait, here's a quick call for Scott. Is this hi? What do you want to know?
Oh, it wasn't for Scott. I was gonna question about the party.
Oh well, so this note's completely inaccurate. All right,
exactly.
All right, what's your question?
Okay, Rat Tail Ninja for the band.
Rat Tail Ninja?
You gotta have a peeps eating contest, bro.
Well, we did that with Kyle, though. I would feel like it was a betrayal of Kyle.
Yeah, that's true. We have to have an eating contest, though, for the intern. We have to have him
Okay, how about Hollow Chocolate Cross or Hollow Jesus's or something? That's funnier now.
A Hollow Jesus eating contest.
A Hollow Chocolate Jesus baby eating contest.
I do like the peep eating contest, but I feel like that's too closely identified with Kyle. It would be wrong. What?
What about the party?
What if we just made him eat a bunch of salt?
No.
We gave him half a pound of salt to eat?
Buttermilk or buttermilk drinking contest?
A big old salt lick.
I think it should just be a big basket of Easter candy.
And he should just, but he can't use his hands.
So yeah,
it's like a love.
Everybody gets a 5-gallon bucket, and they got to use nothing but their face.
All right, thank you, sir.
It'll be a lot more than that Easter candy.
Thank you. On that note, we got to go. Thank you. We want to thank Jolie, no longer from Corporate Accounts Payable today. We want to thank Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. We want to thank CNN Radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten, and we want to thank from Coin News 6, Mark Ronchetti. Have I forgotten anybody? We want to thank Scotty J, the intern.
Scotty J.
He'll be back next Friday.
So that's his peeps.
Hold it down. Okay. Talking about himself in the third person. Let's see. The Rick Emerson Show produced today every day by the lovely Sarah Hex Dillon for Johnson 970, proud part of the CBS Radio family. In the newsroom, Tim Riley. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. Like us next, Henry at 7. See you on Monday. Listener party next Thursday. Be there.
Ma, 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 ma.